Welcome to International Voices, a podcast highlighting the backgrounds and experiences of international students studying in the United States. This is episode number 9. I'm your host, John, and I'm here with Caroline, who's from Denmark. Caroline, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going good. Yeah.
Good. We're excited to have you in the studio today. I was just talking to you and saying that Denmark is one of those places I've always been fascinated by. And so I'm very interested to hear a little bit more about where you're from. And I think our listeners are as well. And you're wearing Danish red today.
Danish red. More SUU red.
SUU red.
I run for the track team and cross-country team. And so I just came straight from practice.
Straight from practice here?
Yeah. I had like a half an hour at home and then I came here. So.
Which events do you do?
I do middle distances. So like 1500, 800 meters mainly. And then in the cross-country season, I'll do that to stay in shape. And so like that's what I do mainly. And now I've tried it over here. Yeah, so it was a little bit different than from home. Being an elite runner, like the practice is different, the coach is different. I really like the girls.
I have a question. So Denmark is at sea level, right?
Mm-hmm,
pretty much.
Totally.
Did you notice the altitude when you first got here?
Oh yeah, it hurt like a B word. It was, I'm gonna try not to swear. Yeah, it was really bad. Like I remember coming here and we started out doing a test. I was in the beginning, like, you just do laps on track and you, like, the pace gets, like, harder and harder. And so the first, like, two paces, I was like, oh, this is fine. And suddenly I died. Suddenly I had to go out. I had to quit. And I was like, what just happened? And then I got my physical done. And the guy that extended me was like, oh, yeah, you have to expect, like, a month at least to, like, get on top of the altitude change.
To acclimate, to actually perform like you did.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, way different because we are pure sea level. So, like, running up here, just walking up the stairs, you could, like, tell the difference. So it was – but it's good. It's legal doping, man. Like, I'm getting legal doping up here. So
exactly.
It's,
yeah, you train at high altitude and then you go run a race at sea
level. At home.
Level.
Yeah, when you do that, it's, like, huge improvements.
That's actually the only half marathon I've run. I trained – not intentionally, but I was living in Denver and the race was in Oklahoma, which Oklahoma's at sea level. Denver's at about 5,000 feet. So I felt that whenever I was running the race, I was like – first of all, Denver's dry and Oklahoma's humid, so I was like sweating a lot, but I could breathe and I was like talking to people as I was running.
Uh-huh.
It was so nice. I was like, there's so much oxygen.
Yeah.
Here.
Hey, good
so
job
you get
on
the same thing.
Here. Good job on running that. I've never run a half marathon.
Oh yeah?
No.
It was surprisingly fun.
Yeah.
I kind of fell in love with running. I used to hate it, but I like it now.
Same.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just
gotta break through. You gotta find your rhythm and find like the runner's high.
It's so true. The first time I came to practice, actually, my mom forced me. Kinda, I was like, running sounds boring. I don't want to do it. I was really against it. And then she brought me anyway, and because my best friend was there, and they're starting this new team of young people, and they're like, oh, come try it out just for fun. And then I found out I actually could run, and I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. And half a year later, I was on the elite team. So.
And now you're running for
And now I'm
SUU.
Running for
SUU.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah.
It can happen to anyone out there. Start running. You never know where
it's
going.
Start running.
It's
not as boring as it sounds.
Exactly. Okay, Caroline, can you tell us about your hometown, where you're from?
Yep. I live in Ellerød.
One more time.
Ellerød.
Ellerød.
Yep.
Is it close?
We have the U in it, like that special letter. Yeah, you got
so,
it.
Real quick, before I have Caroline talk more about her hometown, I've been a little bit nervous about this episode because I feel like my Danish pronunciation is atrocious. So you'll probably notice that Caroline will say something, I will try to say it, and it'll sound completely different. So anyway, that's Ellerød.
Ellerød.
So it's A-L-L-E-R, O with the line through it.
O with the line through it,
and
called
D.
U.
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 D.
We have like E, U, and O. At the end of our alphabet, we have like those three extra, yeah. So like it's hard to say.
There's
I got
some challenging vowel sounds.
Really like. Challenging. Like it's all the way back in the throat, and like if you're not Danish, you can't.
I'll
say
practice
it.
Later in the episode. I'll embarrass myself. Here
it's gonna be
soon.
Nice. Can't
so
wait.
Tell us about your hometown.
Okay, so I come from Ellerød, which is like a kind of like Cedar City size, half an hour, 45 minutes outside of Copenhagen. I like it there. It's like forest. To be able to go run in the forest. My running club is in there too. It's pretty nice. Like, it's a pretty good city. Like, you have criminal stuff going on, but not a whole lot. Like, it's not one of the bad places. And we have a lot of schools, so there's a lot of families going on, family life. We have our gymnasium, which is, like, your guys' high school. We have that in that city. I basically lived my entire life there, almost.
And you're still close to Copenhagen if you need to go to big cities.
You take a train and you're there in 30 minutes, 45 minutes, just outside the city. So I'll go to Copenhagen with my friends and hang out in there once I got a little older and stuff like that.
Are you close to the ocean?
Yes.
Pretty much anywhere in Denmark is close to the ocean, right?
Honestly, I live on Sjælland, which is like the capital island. So we have like two islands and a main piece connected to Germany. And so I live in the biggest island where the capital is located, and we're like connected by bridges. And we also have like from Sjælland actually a bridge to Sweden. So like I've never, before coming here, I never thought about if I was an islander. Never crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk about it, I'm like, shiz, I'm from an island. Like, it was so weird because we're so closely connected with those bridges. So you can actually, you can see Sweden from my island.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's kind of foreign, I think, to people around here, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because we're so far away from the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
This concept of because Denmark is just a nation of islands, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they said there's over 100 islands.
We have a lot of smaller islands, and like we have some pretty small ones where like we have Bornholm, which is like, actually it's more next, like it's closer to Sweden than the rest of Denmark. It's like our sunshine island. So it's like where you go for vacation sometimes, and not a lot of people live there like on a daily basis, but it's a really nice place.
So it's a place to go visit
for
a day trip or something.
Yeah, basically.
Cool. What do you miss most about your hometown or Denmark in general?
Food. I miss the food a lot, I must admit. The forest. I mean, being in Utah with the mountains are, don't get me wrong, amazing. Whenever I go run right now and I realize the realization I'm going home in a month, I really look at the mountains and I'm like, wow, I'm here. And it makes my run so much better. But I miss going for a run in the forest. Like, that ground, like, just running in the forest.
Is it a lot less dry than it is here?
Yeah.
I'm imagining. So
yeah.
It's like a pretty rainy...
We have a lot of rain. That's the other thing. I mean, I talked to Lars about it the other day, another Danish international student. And we like talked about how we've only walked to school like twice in rain over here. At home, it's like basically raining and cloudy most of the time.
You just expect it to...
We have a lot of fall and a lot of spring, a lot of those seasons. So like it's a lot of rain and a lot of cloudy weather, and yeah.
It sounds similar to like the Pacific Northwest in the
mm-hmm.
U.S. Like, have you been to Portland or Seattle?
Actually, no, I haven't.
So Seattle is known for being sort of like a rainy, kind of dreary place with a lot of the same things, like a lot of forests, a lot
mm-hmm.
of... it sounds like similar climates.
Yep. I would say, we're more humid and, of course, like the low altitude and stuff like that. And we do have our sunny days, but it never gets like super hot or, you know, we get snow in the wintertime and stuff like that, but not like Cedar City. That's like one day summer, one day winter. Like, oh man.
Well, especially the last few weeks have just been like totally bizarre.
Today it was really, really hot. And yesterday it was like super windy.
And I believe... In the next couple of days, there's a chance for some more snow.
Snow again?
Yeah.
I'm going skiing.
Yeah.
That's
See?
It.
I think this is the last week you can go skiing, by the way.
I'll need to do that.
The last one. Yeah. So you mentioned food.
Mm-hmm.
What foods do you miss? Tell us about some Danish foods.
Okay. We have a thing called rupel.
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 Rupel. I don't know if I'm getting better or worse, but I'm going to keep trying.
It's great.
How do you spell that?
It's basically R-U-G... B-R-O with a line in it, D.
Okay. Can you say it one more time?
Rupel.
Okay. What
yeah.
is that?
It's bread. So, bolt means bread. And so, it's basically really heavy bread. We don't really process it a whole lot. It's like really heavy. One slice of that and you're good. It's basically what I know I'm going to cheat a little bit. We're going to talk about smørbrød
mm-hmm.
later. And basically, smørbrød is rupel. I'm saying a little English right
uh-huh.
now. With different stuff on it. And so...
So the...
The foundation, the bread in it, is called rupel.
Uh-huh.
And really heavy, good stuff. Mm.
And is it sweet or is it savory?
No,
okay.
It's not really sweet. Like, not a whole lot of sugar in it or anything. Like, it's pretty basic. But what I would put on it would still be, like, some meats or, you know, like, good stuff. I like to, like, toast it. And then either I would put... we have small, thin chocolate bars at home. And I would either put that on, so like melt on it, or I would put avocado on it, And then salt and pepper and some pie. Mm.
I love that. I'm an avocado toast kind of guy. So.
It's so good. You should try it on a bowl then. Like, it's good. It fills you up real good.
I got to get some of that. If only I could learn how to say it first so I can order it. Any other typical Danish foods that we should know about?
A lot of pork. We eat a lot of pork in Denmark. Like, every time we can find pork in a new shape and size, we'll do it. So, for example, when it comes to Christmas, a lot of people eat, like, fliskesteg, which is, like, pork in the oven where you get kind of crispy and...
So it's, like, roasted pork.
Exactly. It's really good. And, or we have leverpostej. That's actually not... But that's, like, the liver. You make the liver into, like, a kind of, But, like, you press it together and cook it into, like... You can
like a spread. So
mm-hmm.
is it like pate?
Yeah. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. And you can put that on a bowl too. That would be a typical Danish thing. Leverpostej smelter. That's like...
That sounds delicious. So it's like, it's basically pork liver spread.
Liver spread on like bread. And then sometimes people put bacon on it. That's when it gets really good for me.
I was going to ask about bacon.
I love bacon, man. I was underweight when I was smaller. So my parents, they knew I liked bacon. So like stuffed bacon in me and I loved it.
They force-fed you bacon? Oh, it sounds terrible.
I would get that on a bowl. That's not normal. But I get, like, all the fat and everything on it. It was, like, looking back, it's so disgusting. But I loved it.
I don't know. I think it sounds amazing. I think a lot of listeners would probably agree, too. That's good. So those are some of, the typical Danish foods we should be aware of. Are there any, like, sweets that are really common?
We have, like, licorice. Oh, yeah. We,
I've tried some of
them. Oh, yeah. How did you like it?
Well, I would say I'm definitely not a fan of black licorice.
No.
So.
It's so funny because, like, that's a really big thing at home. Like, we have chocolate. We have good chocolate. Licorice is pretty, like, it's really big. And then gummy bears. We have a different, like, texture in our gummy bears. But especially the licorice, like, a lot of Danish people like it. And we even, like, shots in it. Sorry, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about
it's
alcohol.
Okay. Absolutely.
It's about a culture, man. Like, it's a really big
thing. So licorice shots.
Yeah, licorice shots.
That sounds horrible.
Really, it's so good.
I'm all about the gummy bears.
You're all about the gummy bears.
Give me some gummy bears, but I've tried licorice so many times and I just...
So funny.
Another one of our Danish students, Ellen,
yeah?
came back from Denmark and told me to eat this and I,
yeah.
of course, didn't ask any questions. And I just went for it and I had a licorice surprise in the
moment. Oh my gosh.
Not a big fan, but I'll keep trying it.
It's,
you never know.
I mean, you have to get used to it. It's like definitely a different taste.
It's an acquired taste, right?
Mm-hmm. I love it personally. I
yeah.
really love it.
Yeah.
And we actually have a pretty big brand in Denmark just called Icarus. This guy, he made this company by himself and he earned big bucks in that. It's really quality licorice and it's so good.
I'll give it another shot.
You
we'll
should.
See.
I'll find you some good stuff.
I don't know if I'll ever acquire a love for licorice, but who knows. What do you think are some popular misconceptions about Denmark?
We were voted the happiest people like several years in a row. And we are in general pretty happy people because we let our anger just like float out there. I feel like over here you have to be like more polite. And it's good to be polite, but you know, you have to really like keep up a front like... be a good person all the time. And in Denmark, we kind of know that that's not possible. So we speak our minds.
You keep it real.
We keep it real, definitely. And so I feel like we're saying if we're like not satisfied with something, we'll not hold it back. So we're not burning it inside of us. We just let it out. I feel like that's one of the reasons because I hear a lot of people talking bad in Denmark. Like we're happy in general. But as you also, like, we also talked earlier before this interview, people think that we're really open-minded. And we are open-minded in general, like, legalized gay marriage, like, we're really big on equality in every kind. Which
I've also seen a lot of, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but I've also seen a lot of articles or facts about, like, rehabilitating people, like, criminals or
mm-hmm.
certain people, like, there's an emphasis on rehabilitating people
yeah.
rather than punishing.
No, yeah, we want them out there again.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. Because they're nothing going to get in there. And we also discussed whether or not it was actually good to keep them in there. Because if you stay a long time in prison, you're not really given a chance to improve. Like, you need to get out there and start a new life, get a new, like, environment. I feel like that's really important. But then again, we have, like, different views in Denmark, too. Like, we're really a split country on some things. For example, we have this immigrant float. It's been going on from Syria, and it's been a really, like, big thing.
It's been a divisive issue.
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, I feel like we have a responsibility to take care of him. We have responsibility for one another in this world. We're so connected now that it's not possible to not, you know, just close the borders. But we actually did that for a little while, and we have a really, a pandemic right now that's not so high on, like, immigrants and stuff like that. They're, like, really... Nationalists.
Yeah,
there we go.
There's a lot of that happening
going
obviously
on
in
Europe
the world,
right now,
especially
mm-hmm.
in Europe.
Yeah, and we also see that, in my opinion, unfortunately, we also see that in Denmark right now, where we get like this twisted view, and I'm not a supporter of that. I am totally like, of course, there's a limit. We're a pretty small country, and we have a warfare system, and that is where we get free education, free elderly care, and free healthcare. But we pay a shit ton of taxes. Like, we have the highest, like, tax rate in the world. But in my opinion, that's a good thing. My parents both, like, are in the highest tax-paying group. But we've never missed anything. You know, like, we have a house. We have two cars. Not fancy ones, like, over here. Because tax, man, and gas. So expensive in Denmark. But I feel like I would rather have, like, a community where I know, an environment in Denmark where I know that I'm not seeing a lot of beggars in the street. Everybody has a chance. That makes me happier on a daily basis than knowing that I have a fancy car at home, you know?
Yeah, and I think, well, you mentioned some of these surveys where they say Denmark is one of the happiest places on earth. The people are happy. I think sometimes that can go hand in hand. I think a lot of some of those basic services and knowing that the people around you as well have those. I mean, I'm a bit of a socialist myself. I hope that doesn't out me too much. But I just think that as a community, I think we need to take care of one another.
Exactly, and it makes you happy when you see people doing good, like, even if you don't know them, like, some people succeeding coming from maybe the not most educated family. My mom was the first one to finish a high school degree in her family. We came from, like, not a whole lot, and she ended up with a PhD. She's insane. She's good. She's a hot worker, man. I owe that woman a lot.
It's a good role model.
Oh, yeah. She's strict but good, so.
That's a good combination to have. I have a question about Danish versus Dutch.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I know the difference, but I feel like oftentimes people confuse them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that ever happen to you?
I mean, sometimes when you're traveling, I've been traveling a lot. That's one of the benefits by having two parents that earn pretty well. And we spend our money traveling. So I've been all over the world, basically.
Best way to spend your money, by the
way. Honestly, travel. Like, I don't care about a fancy car. Travel the world. It's so nice. Being here, like, these experiences, you don't get that by sitting home on your couch, like, with your fancy TV. No, no. You gotta get out there. And so, yeah. Like, sometimes, actually not a whole lot. It's mainly, like, German sometimes. They'll, like, be like, oh, you're from Germany. Like, no, I'm not from Germany. But I can tell why people would think, like, Dutch and Danish. Because, first of all, Dutch, Danish sounds a lot alike.
Both start with D's.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And our language, we kind of have that hard tone to it, both of us. Yeah, so I can get why people would be confused if you don't know the difference. But honestly, like, and I guess that our culture are kind of the same in some aspects. Like, they're pretty alcohol influence too, and like, yeah, I don't know if we've had any Dutch in here yet, but you should do that. Like, they have this thing called King's Day where they like wear orange and they drink and their king drinks, like, their king drinks
party.
With them. And they have, yeah, they have a king too. We have a queen, so I get there's like some similarities that I totally understand why, but we're not the same, man.
We haven't had a Dutch student yet, but that's high up on my list.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I know the difference, but there have been times where, like, I've been speaking and just absentmindedly accidentally say Danish instead of Dutch or Dutch instead of Danish.
Oh.
And then I think, oh, man, I was that person. Like, I know better, but it was just like a, you know, slip the mind. But
it happens.
I hear it sometimes, and so I wondered if you encountered that much. But
Me personally, not a whole lot. But I guess, like, I don't know. But I get why people get confused, totally. Like, I would be myself if I was not Danish or Dutch.
Good job out there, people. You're doing a good job.
You're doing okay. It's okay.
Great. All right, we are going to take a break, and we will be back with Caroline in part two of episode number 9. Stay tuned.
Stop. never know.